KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's sunny and 53 degrees in Atlantic. It's time now for a check of the news brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson. We expect to see partly cloudy skies here today, a high of 72. Jury selection is scheduled to begin today for a 21-year-old Western Iowa man accused of killing his mother in Early and kidnapping another woman. The trial will be held in Webster County despite a late attempt by the lawyer for Kirk Levin to move it to another county. Levin's trial had been moved from Sac County to Webster County, but attorney Charles Kenville said Friday that another move was needed because of the abduction of two girls May 20th near Dayton, which is in Webster County. Kenville said that case would influence Webster County jurors. But Judge Timothy Finn disagreed and said Levin could get a fair trial as long as attorneys take extra precautions during jury selection. News time is 8:01.
With Father's Day right around the corner, get your dad what he really wants this year. Get him a digital camera, an HD video camera, an MP3 player, a GPS navigation system, a tablet, his own personal assistant, and a new phone. We can get you all of this in one device, a smartphone. Don't gamble with shipping it in the mail that you'll have it by Father's Day or that you'll get the right phone when you can stop into the TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and walk out with a new phone that day. Like the Samsung Galaxy S4 for only $200 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. If we don't have the phone you want, we can have it the next day. Want all the great deals that Verizon has to offer? Not a problem. We match all online Verizon prices and promotions. With that kind of a deal, you'll still be able to get Dad a tie. Come check out all the newest smartphone models today at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call today at 712-243-3032. Don't wait. Father's Day is June 16th. Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Governor Terry Branstad is expected to head to Des Moines High School today to sign an education reform bill into law. Branstad plans to sign the bill in the auditorium of Des Moines North High School this morning. The education plan approved by the legislature includes more basic school funding for the next two academic years, as well as increased money for districts that adopt a program to raise minimum teacher pay and offer leadership incentives. A task force will review teacher evaluations and some restrictions on homeschooling will be lifted. Branstad made education reforms a priority of the legislative session, arguing that Iowa's public school system has gradually fallen from among the best in the nation to the middle of the pack due to years of complacency. A legislative compromise has been struck on low-income health care, but now Iowa starts the complicated process of putting the plan into place. Today, the state will kick off a series of public hearings to explain the proposed health care plan recently approved by lawmakers. The hearings are a step the state must go through in order to get federal approval. But after the dramatic debate during the legislative session, these hearings are likely to stir up a little bit of controversy. Senator Jack Hatch, a Des Moines Democrat who advocated for Medicaid expansion, says he expects limited criticism, though. He says, I think everybody's going to be supportive. Under the plan, the state will seek federal funding offered to states that expand Medicaid to provide benefits to low-income residents. The Office of Governor Terry Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds, along with the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division and other state and federal agencies, say they're working closely with local emergency management agencies to assist communities in preparing for and responding to flooding. The State Emergency Operations Center, or SEOC, in Johnston has been activated to enable agencies to coordinate response activities. A joint information center has been established at the SEOC. And on Saturday, Governor Branstad issued a proclamation of disaster emergency for 17 additional counties in response to the recent storms and flooding. Included in the declaration is Crawford, Monona, and Sac counties here in western Iowa. In addition, the governor activated the Iowa Individual Assistance Program for Cedar, Chickasaw, Davis, Decatur, and Monroe counties. The drier weekend weather has helped to ease flooding in Iowa, but rivers remain high in parts of the state and rain is in this week's forecast. The greatest flood concerns on Sunday were in eastern and southeastern Iowa because the rivers near Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Burlington all continue to flood. But those cities' flood defenses appear to be holding back the water, and the Cedar River crested early Sunday near Cedar Rapids at 18.23 feet and then began to drop. Officials will be watching Iowa City closely early this week because more water must still be released from a dam upstream. National Weather Service meteorologist David Cousins said rain is predicted to arrive tomorrow or Wednesday, and that could renew the flooding problems if significant rains fall on Iowa. A 5-year-old boy who was rescued from a creek in Cedar Rapids last Friday has died. The boy died at a Cedar Rapids hospital. Police have not yet released his name. The boy was reported missing Friday evening after his parents couldn't find him. Rescuers found the boy in Indian Creek, just south of the family's home. Paramedics performed CPR on the boy, and he was taken to a hospital in critical condition, where he later died. An autopsy was planned. Des Moines police on Sunday identified a man killed in an early morning stabbing. Police say 22-year-old Frank Terrence Renfro Jr. of Des Moines was killed. Police have been called at around 3:30 a.m. to an intersection on the city's east side. Officers and medics found Renfro and another victim, and both were rushed to a hospital, where Renfro was pronounced dead. The other person, who has not been identified, underwent surgery and was expected to recover. Police closed off a section of University Avenue during their investigation. Sergeant Jason Halifax said that no one has been arrested, but investigators don't believe the stabbing was a random incident. A former Northern Iowa police officer has been accused of drunken driving. 43-year-old James Gray Jr. of Nora Springs was arrested Sunday. He was charged with operating under the influence and having an open container of alcohol in his vehicle. Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office said Gray was arrested at around 5 p.m. Sunday. Gray already faces a charge of child endangerment in connection with the January 24th incident, to which he's pleaded not guilty. City records say that the man has left the Nora Springs police force. Senator Chuck Grassley's chief of staff hopes to join Grassley in the U.S. Senate. David Young formally announced his candidacy for the Iowa Republican Party's 2014 U.S. Senate nomination this weekend.
My Senate experience and working for Iowans can allow me to hit the ground running. I can be effective in getting things done. No matter which party is in power, I'm an equal opportunity watchdog conservative.
Senator Tom Harkin, a Democrat, announced in late January that he would not seek re-election in 2014. Congressman Bruce Braley, a Democrat from Waterloo, launched his bid for the U.S. Senate in February, but Young is the first Republican to enter the race.
When Senator Harkin announced his retirement, I didn't really think much of it in terms of getting into the race because I felt that there are some very formidable candidates, Latham, Reynolds, King, Norby, Schultz, who were probably going to take up this venture, and it would have been foolish for me to even think about it. But as one by one kind of dropped out, I said to myself, here's an opportunity to take your public service to another level.
Young, who is 45 years old, spent 7 years working as Grassley's chief of staff in Washington, D.C. He recently quit that job, moved into a house in his hometown of Van Meter, and plans to run for the Senate full-time.
I'm conscious that I have to be my own man. A lot of people are going to probably see me out there being some kind of Chuck Grassley clone, but I'm David Young. He's Chuck Grassley. We're two different people. We don't think the same on everything. I think I can be a real good check and balance against President Obama and the Dems who control the Senate, because I really don't like what's going on, and a lot of Iowans don't like what's going on either.
Young's family moved to Johnston when he was 15, and he graduated from Johnston High School. In 1991, Young graduated from Drake University. Young worked for two other Republican senators, Hank Brown of Colorado and Jim Bunning of Kentucky, before he landed a job in Grassley's office.
But I will say, when I packed up my car and drove out to Washington, D.C. in 1993, the first door I banged on was Senator Grassley's office, because I really admire him. There was no room in the inn, so to speak, so I found work elsewhere on Capitol Hill. And then just 7 years ago, just was really blessed to get a phone call from his chief of staff saying, David, how would you like to come over and talk about being Senator Grassley's chief of staff?
Young mailed the paperwork for his campaign on Saturday. He'll face at least one competitor in next June's primary. Matt Whitaker, a former U.S. attorney and the Iowa Republican Party's 2002 nominee for state treasurer, plans to formally announce his candidacy for the U.S. Senate later this morning in Ankeny. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, nearly 3,000 residents north of Los Angeles could remain out of their homes for the rest of the day today as firefighters try to gain control of a 35-square-mile wildfire in the mountains and canyon off of the Angeles National Forest. Firefighters say the blaze is being fueled by extremely old and dry brush and is only about 20% contained. Automakers report on their May sales today, and Chrysler already is out with its numbers. The U.S. automaker says its sales rose 11% last month. Chrysler says the sale of nearly 167,000 cars and trucks makes for the best May they've had since 2007. The automaker's performance was led by a 22% increase in sales compared to a year ago for the Ram pickup. Officials in northeastern China say workers inside of a cluttered slaughterhouse were trapped when fire raced through the building this morning, killing at least 119 people. Several dozen other people were hurt in the blaze in Jilin Province. Local fire officials say the fire appears to have been sparked by three explosions caused by leaking ammonia. A doctor in a Syrian town near the Lebanese border said there are some 300 residents who are seriously wounded, and he says they need to be evacuated. Doctors said the wounded are being treated in private homes since the town's main hospital was destroyed in 3 weeks of heavy fighting. According to the doctor, local medical teams tried to evacuate the wounded by convoy last week, but they were attacked and 13 people were killed. And the global airline industry group says it expects carriers to earn some $12.7 billion in profits this year thanks to packed planes. The International Air Transport Association had previously estimated a $10.6 billion profit for 2013. The IATA says if the revised forecast holds true, the global airline industry will have had its third strongest year since 2001. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Spring has finally sprung. And we here at the TV Store, your local Dish authorized retailer, have everything you need to enjoy the outdoors and stay in touch with your favorite TV programs at the same time.
Technology can sometimes be hard to keep up with, but we're here to save the day by introducing Hopper with Sling. Hopper with Sling gives you access to your favorite Dish programming, including DVR recordings, anywhere you are, via smartphone, tablet, or laptop computer. As long as you have high-speed internet connection at home and an internet connection on your wireless device, you can watch TV right in the palm of your hand, so you'll never have to miss your favorite program or sports team again.
The TV Store, your local Dish authorized retailer, can get you access to all these great features today. Come in and explore the possibilities at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 712-243-3032.
ETFN, ta-ta for now.
Dish Internet requires broadband internet. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Bonnie S. Boyd, age 60, of New Auburn, Wisconsin, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Bonnie Boyd will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Marjorie Killian, age 82, of Orient, died Wednesday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Marjorie Killian will be today at 10 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Anna Marie Arkfeld, age 90, of Avoca and formerly of the Harlan and Defiance areas, died Friday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Massive Christian burial service for Anna Marie Arkfeld will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Michael William Melman, age 65, of Anita, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Michael Melman will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Howard Benz, age 98, who's formerly of Earlham, died May 22nd in Canton, Ohio. Funeral services for Howard Benz will be today at 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Randall Royce Williams, age 64, of Avoca, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Randall Williams will be today at 1 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Margaret Campbell, age 94, of Urbandale and formerly of Hamlin, died Saturday at the Senior Suites of Urbandale. Funeral services for Margaret Campbell will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hamlin Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Lyle Pig, age 92, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Services for Lyle Pig will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Carol Rose Musich, age 57, of Harlan, died Saturday at her home. A massive Christian burial service for Carol Musich will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.